Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. Revelation, end times from the Word of God. I think it was 18. Right in that vicinity. I receive understanding tonight. All right. Okay. Did you still want me to play You're welcome. And I'm on my way. Yeah. There we go. All right, here's just a trailer. From Dr. Barclay. Here we go. Is it going to play? Well, I can't either. It's there we go. Well, now it was $50 for two people. It's $100 for us for 3 to 14 people, I think it was. Oh my, they do. Thank you.
Thank you.
I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior right now. I may not understand everything about the Bible, but I can definitely see that you are real, Lord. And I want to know the truth. Outside of all religious organizations, help me see the truth in a way I understand it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, this is good. All right, now we'll move on to our next video. I hope this is bringing comfort and assurance to everyone. That's what it's intended to do. Here's our next one. Whoop. And there is great comfort in knowing the word, and God has told us, do not fear during these times. So here we go with our next video, and Pastor will be back with us. I think he's probably dropping off the chassis to the truck right now. He is on his way home. They've shut down the wells for a few days because of the cold. So he's in the process of making his way home, and he'll be back in and out with us. So here we go with the next message. Okay, let's pause for just a second, everybody. I apologize. I keep hearing that text coming in, and I can't tell if it is on my phone, and it's Pastor. Oh, and Roger. Hold on for just a second. Oh, my goodness. I kept thinking it was on the video on Pastor's phone, but then it kept happening, and I thought, okay, no, maybe it is on my phone. Okay. Hold on for just a second. I'm just texting him back real quick. I apologize, everyone. All right, here we go again. Oops, I gotta share this screen again. Oh my goodness. Okay, here we are back again. Here we go. Thank you.
I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. Thank you.
No, just once. All right. Yes. Now, webinar. It probably is. Do I need to come get you? Okay. I can see it blowing by your window. I can. And welcome Audrey and Wayner and Rebecca and Roger all on YouTube of the ones that we can see. We love you. Thank you for being with us. And, of course, Phyllis and Dan on Zoom. Do we want to do communion? All right. Do you want me to share mine or? Okay. All right. Since we already prayed the prayer of salvation, let's go right to our communion. If everybody has your elements together, let's hold them up and pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And here is the communion prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And here is the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your body broken to make ours whole. Thank you. And now if you'll hold up your juice, let's pray. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience of your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord, that by the power of your blood, we are free from sin. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And now, Sister Phyllis, are you with us? Can you read verses to us? She was with us earlier. I still see her name. All right. If Sister Phyllis isn't with us, then I would love to read our Ephesians 1 prayer over us. We haven't read that in a long time. Here we go, as soon as I find it. Here we go. Let's read Ephesians. I'm on Ephesians 1. Oh, there's Sister Phyllis. Your hand is raised. You're muted. Yep, I hear you now. Oh. Yeah, ours mutes and do the Ephesians verses in Revelation. That'd be awesome. Thank you. Amen. Welcome. We're all muted during the program, so that's just all that is. So, love? Amen, and may they all come to know their Jesus. Give them their revelation of who you are. In Jesus' name. We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And everybody remember an hour earlier tomorrow night and get a hold of us for the Zoom link. We love you all. Good night.
And I'll get back to you as soon as possible.